Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
We'll begin with the Irish Examiner, which has an exclusive that construction of hundreds of social and affordable homes has been brought to a virtual standstill for the last 5 months because of a row within government. The Irish Examiner has learned from a range of sources that the Department of Housing has refused to sign off on cost rental schemes since August, if you don't mind, in a move that will impact on completion targets for homes for the next 2 years. A very technical row. Apparently, approved housing bodies have been told not to submit any other proposals for the time being. The department denies there's an effective block on the schemes, but Sinn Féin's Eoin Óibrín has written to the minister expressing concern at what he says is feedback from the industry. So, not great when we have all these big housing targets. The Irish Daily Mail, we didn't bury this. Arts Council hits back on €7 million crisis, with a statement from the Arts Council yesterday hitting back at the widespread criticism from the government over the €7 million spend on a failed IT system. They insist we didn't bury this. A senior source in the organisation told the Mail last night that the government was actually kept fully abreast of the issue, and they accused the Department of Arts and Culture of burying its head in the sand. Well, someone was burying something. That's why we didn't know about it until now. But the Arts Council says, no, we were fully transparent. And the government, apparently, there was war at Cabinet during the week when the ministers found out about it. Irish Independent, St. Patrick's Day visit, now a bid to limit Trump's tariffs. More news on tariffs this morning from Donald Trump. The government is pinning its hopes on the St. Patrick's Day visit to limit the potential economic fallout from US President Donald Trump's looming tariffs. Mr. Trump has singled out pharmaceuticals and microchips as products he wants to see made in the US. And of course, a lot of those are made here. So we're going to have to do a bit of love bombing on St. Patrick's Day. By the way, that's if we're invited. We still have not been invited to the White House. Last year, it was the 5th of March when we were formally invited. But this is a brand new administration, and they're trying to do things differently. So don't just assume that we're going to the White House. We have to be invited. I didn't realise. I kind of thought it was a given every year that we just get an invite to the White House. I didn't realise until I went and covered the Taoiseach's visits to the White House that there's about a year's work goes in by the Irish Embassy to secure that visit every year. So it's not a given. And we just don't know. Are we going yet? I assume we are. But you never know. And if we do, we're going to have to love bomb Trump, apparently. I see the King of England has to woo Trump as well. That's on the front of some of the British papers this morning. He must be the most powerful man in the world now, certainly. Irish Times on the front page says thousands of landlords could face fines of up to €15,000 for illegally increasing rents. This is a new campaign, to crack down on non-compliance with rent pressure zones. Now, we heard during the week the Taoiseach suggesting that we might get rid of rent pressure zones. Now, with the opposite, we're going to ramp them up, apparently, and have a big crackdown of landlords who flout the rent pressure zone rules. Read more about that on the front of the Irish Times. Irish Daily Mirror, teens caged for horror tourist attack. Also the front of the Star, Termini, I'll never leave Ireland. Victim Stephen Termini says he forgives the three youths who attacked him and plans to stay in Ireland for good. The American was in court yesterday as a third boy pleaded guilty to assault causing harm, and he says he's going to stay in Ireland despite that attack. Irish Sun have a lovely front page story. Loving couple went hungry. That's not lovely, but wait till you hear why. Loving couple went hungry to feed thousands of stray dogs. The headline is "Must Be Love, Love, Love." A dog-loving couple say they've often gone hungry so they can feed strays. Ramona Cunningham and her husband Chris Kelly, who've rehomed thousands of dogs, live with 12 rescue dogs in a mobile home in Meath, and they say they've pumped absolutely everything they have into saving the dogs. Read more about that on the front of the Sun. Be aware, if you're on the N7, very worrying incident, which is featured in the Mirror, of rocks and stones being thrown off bridges onto the M7. And now the Irish Road Haulage Association says charges of attempted manslaughter should be brought against those who were particularly targeting trucks with stones on the M7. Ger Hyland, who's president of the Irish Road Haulage Association, called for the highest possible repercussions for the perpetrators after multiple vehicles had their windscreens smashed or sustained other damage along the M7 in Tipperary at 7:30 on Wednesday night. Absolutely frightening incident, so just be aware of that. Nothing more scary, I imagine, particularly when you're going at that speed on the M7 to have your windscreen smashed. So the trucker is taking that issue very, very seriously indeed. In the Star, a pub is going to sell Guinness for 5 cents this weekend to celebrate its 80th birthday. This is Jim Pete's Pub, which is in Glenamaddy in Galway, and they'll be selling pints for 5 cents for an hour tomorrow and on Sunday. It's to celebrate their 80th birthday, and second generation publican James Keaveney revealed that's how much a pint of Guinness cost when the pub first opened its doors back in 1944. So the hours available are 8 to 9 tomorrow, 6 to 7 Sunday, as part of a celebration of 80 years in business. It's very expensive to be single, apparently. Mind you, some of the people on the news there are quite happy to be single, but the Irish Independent tells us that single people pay over €1,000 more a month to afford the same lifestyle as couples. New research from Raisin interviewed 800 Irish adults, and they found it cost them €1,000 or more to afford the same lifestyle as those in relationships, and more than half of single people surveyed said they would consider finances when choosing a potential partner. I assume that means they go on a date, hear what he or she works at, and then Googles what their income is, because people are worried about their future, and it's very expensive to be single in Ireland. Finally, it is Valentine's Day. If you haven't got your present sorted yet, the Times of London tells us, forget about flowers and chocolates. They're very dated. Apparently, tinned fish and fine cheeses are the new gifts for romantics. Selfridges says sales of tinned anchovies, sardines — I give that to my dog, tinned sardines, but apparently there's a present for your lover — tinned anchovies, sardines, mackerel and other varieties. Sales have risen more than 30% in the lead up to Valentine's Day this year, and they've had to double their range to meet demand. Now, we're not talking John West tuna here. Apparently this is handcrafted brands of fish, which cost 20 quid a tin. So there's something to get for your loved one today. Anyway, those are the stories making the headlines in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.